The summit on Headwater Transboundary Development is March 25th and 26th at the Tribal House in Craig, the largest city on Prince of Wales Island. The summit was called by the Organized Village of Kasan, where Richard Peterson is tribal president.
When you talk about the Stikine and the Unik and some of these other rivers, the impact on the Chinook and the Woolugin and the, you know, other fish that go up these rivers. We want to make sure that they have adequate plans in place that can promise minimal impact.
The Stikine is east of Petersburg and Wrangell, while the Unik is northeast of Ketchikan. The Taku, east of Juneau, is another transboundary river with a mine in its watershed. Chris Zimmer of the group Rivers Without Borders says the main focus is the KSM project. That's a proposed gold and copper mine across the border in British Columbia, roughly 80 miles east of Wrangell.
Basically, you have what could be considered a time bomb up there of a massive acid mine drainage factory that's going to continue to leach acid mine drainage pollution for hundreds of years. So the question is, I mean, can that be contained? Can these tailings dams last forever? Can we trust the mining company to do the job right?
Modern mining is different from older mining when people didn't worry about the environmental consequences of things.
Randy Wanamaker is a former deputy Juneau mayor who ran a business training tribal members for mining jobs. He's also a director of Gold Belt, the capital city's urban native corporation, and he's working with the Palmer Mine prospect upriver from Haines.
Canada has a good permitting process, an environmental review process. It's different from ours, but it's no less stringent. They will take into consideration whatever it is we point out to them that would be an issue for us, because the same fish that we're protecting also migrate up into Canada.
Some tribal leaders are already working with developers of rare earth, gold, and silver mines on Prince of Wales Island. Cassands Peterson wants a similar relationship with Canadian companies.
Whether we come out pro or con depends a lot on the engagement of the mines, and we've had really successful, I think, open dialogue with Heather Dale and the group at NIBLAC and UCOR. You know, they've been really great about being forthcoming, and, you know, I actually really have a lot of praise for those groups.
A representative of British Columbia's KSM prospect will be at the Prince of Wales Island meeting. So will representatives of BC tribal groups called First Nations. Transboundary mine critics are also traveling to Washington, D.C. around the same time to lobby for federal involvement. A group from Southeast will call for the State Department to increase Alaska's voice in mine permitting and development. Rivers Without Borders Zimmer says it's a significant issue for the state.
The scope here is massive. It's across the entire transboundary. So you have tribes, fishermen, businesses, you know, almost from Yakutat and Haines all the way down past Ketchikan, concerned here.
Groups involved include the Alaska Trollers Association, Trout Unlimited, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and the Tlingit Haida Central Council. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.